Hunger Solutions New York released a report Thursday that provides more details on schools participating in school breakfast programs. The takeaway, New York can do better. Jessica Pino Goodspeed is a child nutrition specialist and author of School Breakfast, Reducing Child Hunger, Bolstering Student Success.
We rank 39th in the nation, and which is really concerning. It's a lot of kids missing out on an important meal, and which is important to their academic success. And then also it's a lot of federal funding that we forfeit that could be going to hungry kids.
The report shows that nearly $80 million in federal reimbursement was forfeited by New York due to low school breakfast participation last year. Of more than 1.5 million students qualified to eat free or reduced price breakfast, only 28% actually did. Speaking in Albany at the New York State Museum, Sherry Tomasky, Public Affairs Director for Hunger Solutions, says there has been progress across the state in districts accessing federal support.
Districts that have adopted the community eligibility provision have made tremendous gains in the number of children that they can feed on any given day with the school breakfast program. And those school districts are models for the rest of the state.
In fact, one of the most successful in New York is the Schenectady City School District. Superintendent Larry Spring said programs like Breakfast in the Classroom for elementary school students has boosted attendance.
The first year that we started doing universal free breakfast, we saw an immediate and significant increase in the numbers of students that were attending more than 95% of the time, and a significant decrease in students who are chronically absent.
The students also see the benefit. Jeff Nee is a student at North Albany Academy, a K-8 school in the Albany City School District.
I think breakfast is helpful for every student, so they don't fall asleep in class and they can learn all the stuff they need to do so they can get in a good school, a cool college, and a good job.
Hunger Solutions New York is hoping the report can lead to state action to get more districts to offer free breakfast programs. Capital Region Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara said that starts with fair school funding. Santa Barbara said legislation like the Small Cities School Bill, which would tweak the school aid formula, is a good place to start.
It talks about the school being a community center. The services that they provide, that really falls on the district to make sure that they provide these services, because if they don't, educational outcomes do not improve.
For more information and a link to the report, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.